I should grab this also. Just throw in a plug for this. All right, I'm in a good mood. Did some trail running today. Let's just do this right here.
A long time ago, do you all remember? We were knee-deep in debate. And we had one candidate who said that he could make us great. A thing we haven't been in quite a while. Donald Trump's inauguration, it forced a left-wing agitation.
Yeah, it did.
Protests out in the street. They can't believe they'd been beat.
How could it happen?
They went into their zones to hide. Safety pins were then supplied. And all the tears broadcast worldwide.
Well.
Today, the snowflakes... So bye-bye to the tears in your eye. First Obama, then your mama told you it'd be alright. You better grab your blankie and just squeeze it real tight. These people need to get a real life. Grow up, snowflake, get a real life. We'll repeal healthcare.gov. Take back all of your free stuff. So much for your Obama phone.
Minority got Obama phone.
Racist, sexist, xenophobes. Shout your buzzwords around the globe. Those are big words for a flake of snow. Well, we know your skin is pretty thin and you need your free OBGYN. Your genders are confused.
Your genders are confused.
Never learn how to lose. Oh, you just lost the welfare state. Take to the streets, screaming left Trump's hate. Well, I think you all knew you fake the day the snowflakes cried. We're screaming bye-bye to the tears in your eye. First Obama, then your mama told you it'd be alright. You better grab a blankie and just squeeze it real tight. These people need to get a real life. Grow up, snowflake, get a real life. And go back to class.
Go back to class, snowflake. Holy shit. All right, hang on. What is this guy's name? If I remember, because we know I always fucking remember everything, I will put link to the YouTube video in the show notes. You can find this on YouTube. It's called The Day the Snowflakes Cried. It is by Chad Prather, P-R-A-T-H-E-R. The best comment I read under the comment center was someone who's wrote, "How can you sing this and keep a straight face?" Which I completely agree with. I've listened to this like 40 times and I still bust out laughing. Holy shit. Welcome, my friends. This is Stating the Obvious podcast. Today is the 25th of March in the year of our Lord, the Trump and Fuhrer 2017. I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I've been podcasting for 12 years, been on the internet since 1999. In the control room on the other side of the glass is the lovely and adorable Randy. Oh, it's a beautiful day here in the People's Republic of Fort Collins. Not as beautiful as it could be if all the liberals were dead, but it's still beautiful. Went trail running this morning. Saw some cute girls, petted a couple of dogs, got some fresh air and some exercise. It's my first serious trail running adventure since I busted my ass on the bicycle and got the swollen up foot and all that other shit. So I went up the big hill and made it and didn't die, so that was a good thing. I am obviously not dead. I am not speaking to you from the grave. Okay, there's a lot to cover. I'm gonna see if I can get through all of this shit. Hang on one second. Because I have a beer. I'm drinking I don't even want to actually pimp this. It's free beer. It's not Budweiser or Coors or something. It's a microbrew. But it's not something I'm particularly excited about. So I'm drinking some free beer. All right. First off, let me get this out of the way because I got a lot of stuff. I want to say a quick thank you to Mr. Aaron Clary for tweeting. He sent out a tweet. It says the following. The Illusion of Infinity by Cynical Libertarian Society. This will be the most intelligent thing you've listened to this year. He did mention me, and he also mentioned me on the blog with that same post. I haven't looked lately. Aaron, if you're listening, I haven't looked lately to see if I got a big traffic boost, but I'm sure I did because I always get a traffic boost when you mention me because the Clary media empire is powerful. So remember, kids, if you listen to Aaron Klein, you're thinking about advertising with him. Your advertising dollars are well spent with Aaron. I don't advertise with him. I don't pay him. He just mentions me because he's a nice guy. But I'm saying him mentioning me because I'm a nice guy and he's a nice... he's a nice guy. I'm not a nice guy. I'm a cocksucking bastard. I'm an anarcho-capitalist. I want to put liberal Democrats in concentration camps and kill them. I'm a terrible person. But Aaron is a nice guy. And he mentions me every now and then when I do something he deems worthy, and I get a big traffic boost. So if you're considering advertising on the Clary media empire, it's probably worth it because Mr. Clary can deliver. All right. Thanks, Aaron. Appreciate it. I'll look at the stats later. I'll let you know. Where is the other thing that I need right this minute? I have a lot to talk about here. All right. What the fuck is this? Okay. One of my listeners told me, hey, you should try to get on LRN, which is the Liberty Radio Network. It's this thing on the internet, which they do podcasts. It's like a conglomeration of podcasts. What the fuck ever, you know, right? So I'm like, fine, I'll go take a look at it. I took a look at it. I'm looking around. I'm going, there's nothing on the website about how to get on the network. So I'm like, all right, so I'll just send a fucking email. I said, hey. You know, and this is what I wrote. I said, one of my listeners, hold on, deep breath. One of my listeners suggested I get my cast on your network. I thought it was at least worth asking about. What is the process, requirements? I looked around the site and I don't see obvious answers. Thank you, the great one. And, you know, I finally got an answer back, which is fine. I mean, the guy who runs it, his name is Ian Freeman. And Ian Fagman, you know, I mean, he's doing stuff. It's not like he's sitting around all day having time to just fucking answer shit on the internet. So he's been busy, but he finally wrote back, and here's what Ian Fagman said. Hello, I listened and explored your site. I'll pass. Seems more alt-right than I care for. Translation. You don't have guilt about being a white man, and you do not hate heterosexual white men as much as I do. On top of that, you're attracted to women who are not fat and ugly. But thanks for reaching out. Reaching out. Oh, I fucking hate this phrase and every piece of shit that uses it. I get emails. Not just as the great one, but in my other life and the business that I own, I'll get these emails. Well, I just wanted to reach out and then this is always followed by wanting something for free. Okay, so first of all, when someone accuses you of being alt-right, this is the translation. You're more alt-right than I care for. Exactly. I don't hate white people and I like skinny women instead of fat ones. Absolutely. 100% true. But thanks for reaching out. Reaching out is a code phrase for I am a fucking parasite. That's not me, the person who uses the phrase reaching out. Anyone who comes to you and says, I just want, and usually, again, this is, they send this in email. Like you'll hear in voicemail. We're going to talk about voicemail in a minute too. I'll get these emails. I just wanted to reach out and see if you would be interested in, and then it goes into how I'm going to do something for free for these people because it's going to look so good on my portfolio. Anyone who uses the phrase reaching out or reach out, I'm reaching out to you for, and then this is followed by what they want from you, right? It might be your time, it might be your money, it might be you to donate shit, whatever, but they want something from you. Thanks for reaching out. Ian Fagman, listen to me, you fucking faggot. I did not reach out to you. I am not a parasite. I am not a woman, okay? I did not reach out. I sent you an email, and I asked you a fucking question. What is the process and requirements for getting a podcast on your website? I did not fucking reach out, okay? I am not a fucking parasite there, Mr. Fagman. I did not fucking reach out. Go fuck yourself. And then he follows with, good luck with your show, thus solidifying the fact that he is a fag. Now, had he said you seem more alt-right, or thanks for reaching out, well, that one's questionable, or good luck with your show, any of those phrases on their own would be fine, except for maybe the reaching out. The reaching out is always an indicator of a parasite. Okay, good luck with your show. Men do not use the phrase luck. Men do not wish each other luck, because men know that luck really has nothing to do with it, okay? When someone says to you, good luck, this is something women say. This is something women say, you know, like when they're rejecting, I don't want to go out with you, but good luck finding somebody. I've heard that like 1,000 fucking times. I bet you have too, if you're actually a man and you talk to women. They'll say that. Listen, men do not utilize luck. Let's say that Adam Piggott at PushingRubberDownhill.com does Pushing Rubber Podcast. Let's say Adam Piggott is going to take a raft down a river, and he's going through some class 4,000 whitewater rapids. Oh, I'm sorry, that's racist. Some blackwater rapids. Some gender binary, no, some gender neutral rapids. That is not white water. That is not black water. That is gender neutral water. Let's say that Adam Piggott is going to take a raft down some fucking gender neutral rapids on a fucking river. Okay? In order to take the raft down the river, he is not going to utilize luck. He is going to utilize skill, experience, knowledge, planning, assessing his environment and responding, but he is not at any fucking point going to utilize luck in order to accomplish something. Let's say you're Jack Donovan and you're going to go to the gym and work out, okay? Jack Donovan does not utilize, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to theorize this is true, and I bet it is. I'm willing to bet Jack Donovan did not just go to the gym. And if you don't know who Jack Donovan is, find a picture of him. The guy could like break you in half by looking at you. That's how fucking big and muscular this guy is. I'm pretty sure Jack Donovan did not achieve that physique via luck. He had a plan. He worked. He focused. He had a mission. He tracked his progress. He applied him. There's no fucking luck. Luck is something that women do. Luck is something that women count on. Luck is something that women look for because they're too fucking lazy to get off their asses and create anything in their lives. This is why, as Adam Piggott once again says, women find themselves. Men make themselves. So, thank you, Mr. Ian Fagman, for the luck, but I don't need any fucking luck, because I'm not a goddamn woman. Well, you're just butthurt because he didn't want... No, I'm not butthurt. I'm analyzing what he's saying. He's a fucking moron. I don't know anything about him. I've never seen a picture of him. I've never listened to his show. I know everything I need to know about Ian Freeman from reading these three sentences. I listened and explored your site. That's the only intelligent thing he fucking says. Okay. Seems more alt-right than I care for. You're an idiot. You hate white people. You have guilt over being white. I assume he's white because, I mean, he has this network on the thing. It's not like if he wasn't a white man, he'd be capable of getting off his ass and doing anything. God, that was racist. Oh, but it's also honest. But thanks for reaching out, which is the indicator of a fucking parasite. Good luck with your show, which means he doesn't understand that men don't utilize luck. Luck is for women, for beta males, for sissies, for anarcho-sissies, for idiots. Okay? So there we are. We're moving on. I have other things to do besides make fun of Ian Fagman. Okay, talking about stupid people. Doing a gig the other day, and we have some noobs working. And the one noob, and he's working on some shit, and he's doing some shit on the table. I go in there and say, how's this going? He's like, man, this is taking a really long time. This is almost an impossible task. Like, well, no, it's not. You're actually just putting some batteries in some devices. He says, well, it's really dark over here and I can't see. And I'm looking around me. And so he's got his table set up in this part of the room where there's no lights overhead and it's kind of dark. And I'm looking around and there's lights over there. And there's some lights over there. There's a window over there and it's daylight outside. And there's a door over there. And if you go outside, it's daylight outside. And I'm thinking to myself, did it ever occur to you to take the work you're doing out of the dark and go to where the light is? But I didn't say that because I didn't give a shit because you're an idiot. And you may be saying to yourself, great one. Yeah, those millennials, they sure are stupid. No, this one was not a millennial. This guy was like 50 years old. It's like, you are a fucking goddamn, supposedly, a fucking adult. And you're not smart enough to take the work over to where the light is at. I don't know this for a fact, but I would bet a $20 bill this guy voted for Hillary Clinton. Okay, leaving a goddamn voicemail. People, Jesus fucking H fucking Christ on a fucking stick. Can you fucking socially retarded fucking morons out there learn how to leave a fucking voicemail? When I'm at any of my jobs that are not the jobs, the companies that I own, when I'm working for other people, I don't answer the phone. The phone rings, I fucking ignore it because it's never worth it. It's always an idiot. It's always, almost always an idiot. I had to do the voicemail because the voicemail hadn't been checked in too fucking long. So I'm like, fine, I'm going to listen to the fucking voicemail. I'm going to suffer. I'm getting paid by the hour, so fuck it. These voicemails. One guy calls, I need this stuff. I need it really urgently. Doesn't even leave a phone number. Well, guess what? You're not going to fucking get it because you weren't smart enough to tell me your fucking phone number so I can call you the fuck back. Other people call and they're talking real fast. And, hi, this is Jenny and I need this stuff and my number is 1234567890. So come here real soon, okay? Honey, you can go fuck yourself. So as a public service announcement for those of you out there who are fucking socially retarded. First of all, here's your first lesson on leaving a voicemail. Don't send a fucking email. That's lesson number one. But if you're just old, here's something I've learned. Here's something I've learned from owning my own business. And this goes back to the reaching out shit. When I have people, here's two things I've learned. If somebody sends me an email that includes the phrase reach out or reaching out, this person has never turned into a viable client. Never. This is a fact. I've never had an email from someone who wanted to do business with me that used the phrase reach out or reaching out that turned into a viable client. That's how I know that people who say that shit are parasites. Second thing I've noticed owning my own business, anyone who contacts me initially by telephone almost never turns into a client. I've had two people turn into clients who contacted me first by telephone, not by email. Both of them were giant pains in the asses. Both of them, I fired them as quickly as I possibly could. So lesson number one, leaving a voicemail. Don't leave a fucking voicemail, send a goddamn email. Now at this company where I work, as at all the other places I work that are not my companies, I don't control the fucking website. I don't look at the fucking website. I don't give a shit about the website of those companies. I'm assuming, and I could be wrong, Because we know what assumptions do. Assumptions are a way of bending yourself over and butt-fucking yourself. Never assume. I'm assuming that there's some fucking email address on there where you can send some email. Maybe there ain't. Maybe the only way to get in touch is via fucking phone. Okay, fine. If that's true, I understand why you're calling. But when people call who know us and have our email address and they leave a voicemail instead of sending us an email, you're just dumb. I have no sympathy for you, okay? When I get a goddamn voicemail on the phone that's 3 days old because nobody checked the voicemail and it's urgent and shit, and you didn't bother to send us an email, I'm not going to get excited. You need to fucking send a fucking email. All right, now, you're going to leave a voicemail. Here is not how you leave a voicemail. Hey, this is the great one himself, and the cinema, and I need some stuff. I need to get this done. I need it really soon. I need 14 packages of gaff tape, and I need this really soon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 0. That's my number. Okay, I need this really soon. Thanks, bye. That is not a fucking voicemail. That is a voicemail, but that is not a voicemail that's going to get you any fucking results. Because if you think I'm going to play the voicemail back 3 times to make sure I got your phone number correct so I can call you back, you're a fucking idiot. Okay, my life is finite. I'm going to die one day. I am not going to spend...
It only takes 20 seconds.
Yeah, fuck you. You know what takes 20 seconds? What takes 20 seconds is for you to learn how to leave a fucking voicemail. I am not going to waste 20 seconds of my life to replay your fucking voicemail and then another 20 seconds to replay your voicemail again and get your phone number right. I'm going to delete your fucking voicemail and you can go fuck yourself. Because I have shit to do. I have a fucking podcast. I, believe it or not, have friends. I would like to go trail running. I want to go out and look at cute little college girls. Here is how you leave a fucking voicemail. For those of you who are motherfucking mentally impaired. Beep! Hello, this is the great one himself, the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I've been on the internet since 1999. I've been podcasting for 12 years. And I am looking for a large device that can be electrified and utilized to simultaneously bitch slap and electrocute the fuck out of anarcho-communist and anarcho-sissies. If you have such a device, I'd like to talk to you about acquiring that. You can give me a call back at 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-0. Again, that is 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-0. And I am the great one himself. That's HIMSELF. Great one himself for the Cynical Libertarian Society. And you can also, our contact information's on the website if you need it, CYNLIBSOC.com. And again, my number is 1-2-3-4-5-6-7-8-9-0. Thank you very much. Goodbye. Notice how I said my phone number 3 fucking times. Notice how I said it twice in a row and then repeated it a 3rd time at the end of the message. Notice how I said it slowly so a person can fucking write it down accurately. Notice how I spelled my name so that people would spell my name correctly when writing down the... I know, you're a fucking millennial. You don't write anything down because paper destroys the environment and global warming is evil. Well, that's why nobody calls you the fuck back. Talk slowly. Fucking articulate. Mention your name and your organization at least 2x. Mention your phone number 3 fucking times. No, I am not going to fucking replay your message 3 or 4 fucking times in order to fucking understand what you're saying and take your fucking message and then call you back and deal with your petty little fucking whiny ass fucking last minute bullshit problem nonsense because you can't fucking organize your goddamn life. Next on this show. Oh god, this. Alright. This is one of the greatest things I think I've ever seen. Where the fuck is this? Here we go. He will not divide dot us. Okay, he will not divide us. I don't know the full, some artist, he did this installation and he's gonna not divide us and all this other shit, and people were showing up and protesting his stupid little performance art or whatever the fuck you want to call it, right? Because he's not gonna divide us. I don't know who he thinks he is. I can make an assumption. I'm pretty sure this is aimed at Donald Trump. Because right now everything is aimed at Donald Trump. Like all these women walking around with pussy hats and dressing like vaginas. And I love this when they say, we're not trying to get Donald Trump to have sex with us. Yes, you are. You're going out and metaphorically displaying your vagina to Donald Trump. Of course you're trying to get Donald Trump to have sex with you. Women do not display their sex organs to men they don't want to have sex with. Your pussy hat or your little pussy costume, sure, they're metaphorical vaginas. But you're doing the same thing. You're displaying your sex organs to Donald Trump because you have this fantasy that Donald Trump is looking at you because I'm Donald Trump's worst nightmare. Oh my god, I'm watching the second disc of Mad TV, the first season. They did a skit. Steven Seagal in blackface doing a movie about civil rights. And I'm watching this, I'm going, oh my god, I'm pretty fucking sure. You can't put a white person in blackface and have them pretend to be a white person pretending to be black. They put blackface on the black actor. I'm like, oh my god, pretty fucking sure you can't do that in 2017. it's kind of political. Yeah. Yeah, there's some hurt feelings going on there. Anyway, I remember the good old days before the snowflakes and the social justice warriors. There was a time when you could have a sense of humor. So you got all these women with their metaphorical vaginas showing the vaginas off to Donald Trump because they want Donald Trump to fuck them, right? Everything is about Donald Trump and getting Donald Trump's sperm. So there's this, he will not divide us shit. I'm not going to pretend I understand on some deep intellectual level what this idiot is trying to achieve with he will not divide us, but I can promise you, because I'm not stupid, it's aimed at Donald Trump. Here's the thing. Social justice warriors, libtards, Hillary Clinton supporters, love Trump's haters. Black Lives Matter, people. Listen to me, guys. Donald Trump is not dividing us. You know what's dividing us? First of all, nothing, because you and I were never united. Secondly, what's dividing us is not Donald Trump. It's your stupidity. It's your snowflake status. It's your parasitism. It's your whininess, your neediness, your undying devotion to fucking getting my attention and my tax money and controlling my behavior and controlling my speech. That's what's dividing us, okay? The reason I want to line up every statist on the planet Earth and slit your throats with a rusty butter knife isn't because of Donald Trump. It's because of you and your behavior. Donald Trump has nothing to do with it, okay? When I came on here and I made fun of Ian Fagman, Donald Trump had nothing to do with that. Ian Fagman's stupid email that had three fucking left-wing statist social justice warrior piece of shit bullshit phrases in it, that's why I made fun of him. Because of his behavior. Not because of Donald Trump. Donald Trump does not control me. I'm a grown-up. This is old news by now, but as we know, this is not a current events show. So you may have already heard about this. I'll put the link, once again, if I can fucking remember, the links will go in the show notes. Got these from over at Age of Shitlords, ageofshitlords.com. So there, this he will not divide us, social justice warrior, fucktard, socially retarded millennial display. It was at some museum. And apparently people were showing up and, I don't know, whatever they were doing, making fun of it, protesting it, peeing on it. I don't know. I don't care. So the artist. Artist. The artist. It's like when your nephew is in the second grade play and he plays a tree and you're like, my nephew is an actor. No, your nephew was a tree in the second grade fucking theater production. Your nephew is not a fucking actor. The artist took I can't say this with a straight face. The artist took the exhibit out of the museum for whatever reasons. You can use the internet and figure it out. I don't know. I don't care. And he changed it to running a flag, a white flag that says he will not divide us, up a flagpole at some undisclosed location so that nobody could find it to fuck with it. Well, the political board over at 4chan, and I'll put a little video in and everything else, the people over at 4chan on the politically incorrect board located the fucking flag, took it down, and flew up on the flagpole a fucking Make America Great hat. And it says here it was a Pepe the Frog t-shirt. Oh my God. The brilliance. And people say, well, but you know, in Encapadice, how could we, who would play the part of the NSA? We don't need an NSA, but who would in Encapadice, if the Russians tried to hack the, the website, I've had this surge in hacking activity over the last couple of days, mostly from Russia. I don't know if this is just a normal surge in hacking activity because those happen, or if this means I've pissed somebody off. I don't know. But there's a surge in attempts to hack the website.
Without the government, who would protect us from Russian hackers?
Well, probably 4chan. That's who. Because the people at 4chan found this fucking flagpole, which the camera was showing the top of the flagpole. You could see no scenery whatsoever. These people, they used weather patterns. They used airplanes flying overhead. They used the movement of the stars, and they eventually narrowed it down by going out there and driving around in a vehicle and honking a horn. Using that technology, that information, they figured out of the entire fucking, there's a pretty good guess that it's in the United States, but it could have been anywhere on the planet Earth. They found a single fucking flagpole in the United States of America. 4chan politically incorrect board, I give you a standing fucking ovation. I know they're Donald Trump supporters. I'm not a Donald Trump supporter. But just the sheer fucking ballsiness and everything it took to pull this off. This is the spirit that we will need in Ancapodice. This is fantastic. All right, then, but wait. But wait. Oh, there's more. Okay, so here's another post. This one came out on the 23rd of March. Blah, blah, blah. The project first started at a museum here in the United States. It had to be closed down by the museum after 4chan users, specifically those on Paul, showed up on site to cause disruption and shitpost into the camera. And there's a link to some information on that, which I actually haven't looked at. I'm going to click on that. Shia, he's the quote-unquote artist, then decided to move the project to an undisclosed location where the camera was pointed towards a "He will not divide us" flag in the sky. That, too, did not last long as 4chan users used flight patterns and star signs to track it down and replace it with a "Make America Great Again" flag, which was the hat. Shia decided the next logical thing to do was to move his project to a different zip code. The flag was moved to Liverpool, England, because the United States isn't safe enough. It wasn't long before the autistic anime image board got to work. The flag's location was found soon afterwards. Here's a picture with and then there's a picture on, go follow the links, there's a picture, somebody's got the first flag, and it's like got the little card on it that says /POL/ with the date. I mean, they've got the flag as a fucking trophy. So there's another picture, the flag's in the background, someone's holding up a piece of paper in front of it with, you know, that says /POL/ with the date. Okay, the obvious problem, the place was swimming with security personnel. Okay, so they couldn't get near it, blah, blah, blah. Three masked men observed the movements of the security personnel for quite some time and made their move when they saw their chance. It took longer than expected to take down the flag. He's got security people, and they... The artist has security people guarding the flag, and the 4chaners still got it. It took longer than expected to take down the flag, as it was kept down with multiple zip lines. They had to use scissors to cut them down. One of the guys appeared on the live stream for a while, and then the flag went down. There are reports, although not yet confirmed, that the three guys were chased by police cars and officers, but managed to escape. A defeated Sheena LaBeouf, or however you pronounce this artist name, has now decided to give up on using a real flag for his project and has now placed a virtual flag on the live stream. The joy and the entertainment that I get from seeing a fucking shit lib fucking social justice warrior moron just get kicked in the teeth over and over like this just brings me so much joy. I'm not a Trump supporter, but God knows that guys, and this is the whole, this, he will not divide. He is not dividing us. Look at the left-wing statist, social justice warrior, shit-lib perspective. He will not divide us. Well, no, he will divide us. Because you hate everyone who voted for him. He is the reason for your hatred. He is the reason you're doing this stupid shit, and he is the reason why I'm laughing at you on my podcast. Furthermore, why exactly is not being divided such a wonderful thing? Now, I understand that you, Shia LaBeouf fucktard, and all the other social justice warriors out there, I understand you're obsessed with diversity and tolerance and multiculturalism, otherwise known as eliminating white people and forcing heterosexual white men who have jobs and are attracted to women who are not fat and ugly to conform to your bizarre fucking ways. That's what you mean by diversity, tolerance, multiculturalism. What exactly is so terrible about being divided? Being divided is one of the best fucking things that could happen. You see, he is not dividing us. What is dividing us is cultural, philosophical dissimilarities. And I understand the need of the left-wing statist to attempt to force everyone who isn't a left-wing statist, the right-wing statist, the alt-right, the anarchists, the libertarians, everybody else, I understand why the left-wing statist wants to force these people to integrate into and comply with their worldview. Because the left-wing statist, when left to their own devices, will starve to death and die because they can't do anything of value. We need to be divided. And by we, I mean the royal we. I'm talking here about the United States of America. Now, this is some of the most brilliant propaganda ever. The way that secession from the United States is instantly tied to racism, right? Because we know the Confederacy left the United States, and the only reason they did that was because every person in the Confederacy, every white person in the Southern states, was a racist. It was all about racism. And thus, anytime anyone talks about a state or states should leave the United States, well, that's racism. Why exactly? I mean, the Soviet Union came apart. All the components of the Soviet Union went their way. The human species is still here. The British Empire came apart. We're still here. Spanish Empire came apart. We're still here. Roman Empire came apart. We're still here. Alexander's empire came apart. We're still here. This abject fear and terror and this clinging to the idea that the 50 states of the United States somehow just, they can't dissolve themselves from each other. Because if they do, oh my God, that's racist and it's sexist and it's tranny-phobic. I bring this up because of the he will not divide us and the sheer stupidity of saying, "He will not divide us," when being divided is the best thing that could happen to the United States. I also bring this up because I am currently reading a book, which I am going to recommend to you because it is a kick-ass book. It is called People's Republic. It's written by Kurt Schlider. I might be mispronouncing his name. S-C-H-L-I-C-H-T-E-R. Kurt Schlider. Book is called People's Republic. It is available on Amazon.com. It is about a future in which the West Coast and the New England area and the Great Lakes states have divided off from flyover country. Flyover country is the United States of America, and the blue states are now the People's Republic of North America. And in the People's Republic, we have tolerance and diversity and non-discrimination. And, you know, privilege levels. Oh yeah, and you also have starvation and food rationing. And also, it's a really good book. The unfortunate thing about Donald Trump, along with the fact that he's not going to build concentration camps and exterminate everybody who is registered to vote Democrat, the other unfortunate thing about Donald Trump is that he's not going to divide us. California and Oregon and Washington State aren't going to leave the United States and go form their own country, which would be the best thing for everybody. The New England states aren't going to leave the United States and go form their own country, which would be the best thing that could happen. The Confederacy, unfortunately, is not going to leave the United States and go be the Confederacy again, which would be the best thing that could happen. Texas is not going to leave the United States and become the Republic of Texas again, which is the best thing that could happen. The clinging to the legal fiction known as the United States of America is a huge part of the problem. And I understand why people want to cling to that, because the federal government is there and everyone sees this as this tool that they can use to beat other people into submission. And if the states break apart, suddenly now instead of one government, the federal government, clubbing everyone into submission, you have state governments making 50 different decisions. And the decision made in the state you live in might not be the decision you want. Statism doesn't fucking work, people. And one of the first steps that's going to get us closer to Ancapidice is to dissolve the federal government of the United States and let the state governments form their own alliances or go their own way. That's not the end. That's not the perfect. But it's going to get us closer. People's Republic by Kurt Schlider. Check it out. I'm probably going to talk about it some more in the future. I'm about, where am I on this book? I'm like two-thirds through it. It's really good. How much time do we got left? All right, that should be enough to bitch about this. This is... All right, speaking of artists, so there's this artist, Kubala. What the hell is Kubala? Oh, she's a musician. I've never heard her music, whatever. Here's the important part. It says here, because of who she is, a strong person who doesn't allow her illness, MS, her sexuality, her race, or her gender to define her. She has a label-free view of success. No, she doesn't allow the fact that she's a lesbian black woman with a disease to define her. That's why we made goddamn sure we mentioned that. She explained, quote, "We're just energy. Climb out of society's box. Success is within yourself, how you see yourself, and the way that you set and achieve your goals. It's a daily job and it's a choice. Just like time, it has many definitions. There's a picture of Kubala here and her fiance, who is named Ariana Belt. Now, of course, Kubala is a black woman with her hair on the top cut really short and the sides are shorn. And the little Ariana Belt, she actually looks kind of cute as far as I can tell in this picture. They are here in one of these pictures where the two of them have the no hate written on their faces and the duct tape over their mouths. Now, of course, remember, she's not defined, as it says here, by her illness, her sexuality, her race, or her gender. But for the article, the picture they put in here is the one of her, oh, and she has a tattoo on her arm, of course, the one of her being social justice warrior, no hate, LBGTKKK, right? If she wasn't defined and by being a lesbian and by being a social justice warrior and all sort of stuff, we just have a picture of her standing there, maybe sitting there like a normal person without duct tape over her mouth to announce she's a social justice warrior, without her girlfriend to announce that she's a lesbian. But the funniest part of this photo, as I'm looking at this and laughing and I thought about this, is I wonder if anybody who sees all, because there was this whole big thing, right, the no hate photo thing that was happening for a while where all these social justice warriors with the duct tape over their mouth and the no hate on their face. Has anyone keyed into the beautiful irony of people taking photos of social justice warriors with duct tape over their mouths? Social justice warriors with duct tape over their mouths. Anybody? I mean, that's my fantasy, is to put duct tape over the mouths of every social justice warrior. Yeah, right before we herd them into the concentration camps. I think this podcast might have been a little too much alt-right for Ian Fagman. I don't think I'm going to get on LRN. Gosh. I'm going to go cry myself to sleep.